It is indeed time, ladies and gentlemen, for the Sheriff Mac Show. Every Tuesday morning on your favorite TV station, Brighteon.tv. Welcome to the Sheriff Mac Show.
Casting live.
And from atop welcome the to the good Sheriff.
The crossroads of the West.
Hey, thanks, Sam.
You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
I just remembered where I am today. It's where I started in law enforcement. I'm in Provo, Utah. Not too far from you, and I got to tell you, this is such an astonishing reason that I'm here. I worked a murder case back in 1985, and the suspect was found guilty in a court of law by a jury of his peers, and he's been serving a sentence, and I think he got capital punishment. But about 10 years ago, I guess he was getting tired of being in prison and being tired of being on death row. I don't know what his motivation was. I guess I do. Everybody wants to be free, I guess.
Freedom.
And so, and we're fighting for that every day ourselves. But it was just astonishing that now he wants to claim that he should get a new trial because some of the witnesses in this case who were actually friends of his, we supposedly bribed them. And if anybody bribed them, it would be me because I was in charge of taking care of these witnesses because they only spoke Spanish. Some of them didn't speak English. One didn't speak English at all. And, as you know, I speak pretty good Spanish. And, so I was in charge of, taking care of these witnesses. I broke the case because one of these witnesses finally broke down and told us the truth about their friend murdering this lady in Southeast Provo. And I'm still astonished that I'm even here, but the Utah Supreme Court, and this is just another, I think, cog in the wheel of injustice that attorneys, lawyers, judges perpetuate in our country. I guess they just don't have enough to do because this thing is so frivolous, because the suspect, we didn't need to bribe anybody because the suspect gave a complete confession as to how he committed this murder, that he did commit the murder. And then now because somebody, one of our officers, yours truly, gave a Christmas tree to the witnesses after the trial, they want to call that a bribe. So anyway, it is so ridiculous.
Now, if that's not a bum or a, what do they call it, a bah humbug situation,
that is 35 plus years later,
I don't know what it is.
I know. So here we are coming up on Christmas. And so this is really a slap in the face to officers who did a very good job on this case, who really wanted to make sure that justice was achieved. And no one was trying to get any witness to lie or do anything subversive to get a guilty verdict on this. We leave that to the jury. We do our best to gather the evidence. We discovered evidence. We didn't create evidence. And this really has me baffled. But anyway, that's why I'm here. I think I will be on the stand this afternoon. And then part of tomorrow morning. That's the way the schedule looks. And I've told all of them that I'm going to be gone with my family, some of my grandkids, Lucy's four kids. We're going on a little family vacation because it seems like that's the only time I can get any time off is if I leave town. And even then, I still don't get it because I still have some work to do while I'm there. But I'm going to be taking off some time Wednesday evening. I told them I'm not going to be there. You want to come and arrest me? I'm not going to be there after 4 o'clock on Wednesday. So, Sam, I really want to focus on something else too. I just got back from San Antonio. So I was in Utah, flew back to Phoenix. The next day I flew back to San Antonio for the meeting with the Restore America group with people that we've had on our show. Clay Clark and General Flynn were there, and Mike Lindell was there. And I introduced myself to Mike Lindell. He was really busy taking photographs with everybody. But the reception that I received there was absolutely phenomenal. There's about 2,000 people in the audience. And it was at the Christian Church by Reverend Hagee. And Hagee opened up his church for everybody. And it was just an amazing facility, amazing night. I flew home Sunday morning. And then I flew back here yesterday. And then I fly to California Wednesday. And then I fly from that location, I fly to San Jose. The reason I'm mentioning all that, my travelogue, is because I've been working with sheriffs. The whole presentation that I gave Saturday night was all about the sheriffs in this country. And I mentioned somebody's name that we have on the show today. And he was on our list of constitutional sheriffs who are standing for freedom. So I'm just thrilled the way it's going, because it seems like every week, maybe almost daily, there's another sheriff doing something to stand for freedom in this country. And it's proven one thing. It's proving that, one, we are not accepting tyranny. We are not accepting oppression. We are not accepting self-appointed dictators in America. And that is happening county by county and state by state, just like we say at the CSPOA. We can take America back county by county, one good sheriff at a time, and hopefully state by state. But there's some states where this isn't going to happen either. And this good sheriff, Sheriff Cody Bowen, is from one of those states where we hope the people wake up and get rid of this tyrant governor that they have there. And we're going to talk to Sheriff Cody Bowen about a letter he wrote to Governor Brown in the great state of Oregon. And Sheriff Bowen, thank you so much for being with us today.
Welcome to the Sheriff Mac Show, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Now, one quick thing about Cody Bowen that you may not know, he started out as a tire salesman guy. Worked at a Les Schwab tire or whatever, right?
Yes, I did. Yep, I spent 15 years of my life there.
And that's where you learned to deal with people.
Oh, that was the hands down how I learned to run a business, customer service, how to hustle. It taught me how to be a man real quick.
The reason I bring that up, ladies and gentlemen, is that's what we really need when we elect people, people who understand businesses, people who cut their teeth in the private sector, people who learn to deal with people on a, you know what, I got to do a good job because my whole income, my wherewithal, my business, my depends on it. And when you come from that background, Sheriff Mac, that really sets the stage for who he is now as sheriff.
Yeah, Sheriff. Yeah, I used to sell cars at one point. I also was a school teacher just until last December, just a year ago. I quit teaching school because I got too busy with my supposed part-time job with the CSPOA. But Sheriff Bowen, we know a little bit about your background. Why don't you give us a little bit more of your background and how you got involved in law enforcement, how long you've been sheriff, and why you live in Oregon?
Yeah, that question gets asked quite a bit. Why are we still here? I was born and raised here in Eastern Oregon. I grew up here, went to school here, raised my family here. Les Schwab moved me around a little bit. I spent some time out of county over in Pendleton area, up above Seattle in the rainy city. Was up there for about 4 years and then promoted back to Le Grand. My wife and I have been married for 21 years. We have 3 children. I have the last one that's about ready to get out of the house here at 18. It's her senior year.
And you're about to bust free, Sheriff.
Yeah. I don't know about free. Some of the colleges. We'll see.
Sometimes they leave the nest, but they always stop back by for a little lettuce called the green leaves from Daddy.
Yeah. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I told the wife they don't have to ever leave home, but she's, yeah, no.
And your better half is Tish, right?
Tish, yeah. My wife is Tish. Yeah. And she grew up just over the hill in Pendleton, about 45 minutes away, born and raised there. And we met. I moved over there with Les Schwab, and we met, been married 21 years now. And I look back and marriage is a full-time job. It's I love it with all my heart, but we both got to work hard at it at times. So
that's right.
How'd you get into law enforcement?
So I about year 13 year, 14 here at Les Schwab, the sheriff approached me about being a volunteer, being a reserve deputy. And I signed up with that and went on a few ride-alongs with the guys and fell in love with it. I was a volunteer for 2 years. And then he offered me a job, full-time job, back in 2010, 2011. And I cut my pay in half and came to law enforcement.
Well, when did you go to the police academy?
Police academy is, so once in Oregon, when they hire you on, the department sends you to the police academy. I was at the police academy 2010 through 2011, graduated in February of 2011.
All right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So then, you decided to run for sheriff?
Well, yeah, I spent 6 years, 1 year on patrol, 5 years as a school resource officer here at our local school district, covered the grade schools, the high school, the middle school. And
I did that.
Yeah, I, you know, the kids are our future. I absolutely fell in love with it. And I also coached our LeGrand High School girls softball team, too. And I've done that for the last 6 years now also. And it just, you know, the kids, you know, try and be a role model, try and be some structure and give them, you know, some place to go if needed and, you know, turn out good citizens. Try and retain them now. Wow. You know, I started a cadet program, brought back a reserve program, and trying to get some of those kids to stick around that are interested in law enforcement. But, yeah.
How long have you been sheriff?
I've been sheriff since going on 11 months here, 10 months.
Yeah.
I've got three more years to absolutely screw this up or be right.
Well, we think you're doing a great job, but for being such a rookie sheriff, yes. What is it that brought you to the decision to write such a scathing letter to your own governor and assail her, criticize her, critique her about the horrible job she's doing? And why don't you fill us in on that? What happened?
Well, part of my platform is I'm no politician and I won't dance in the gray area. You're going to know who Cody Bowen is. You're going to know where I stand. And if you don't, then that's my fault. What provoked this in, you know, the first year of getting my feet wet, trying to learn the job, you know, the budget, the office, the vehicles, the political end of things. I attended a lot of school board meetings and the school, you know, coming from a school resource officer background, the schools were in my heart and the kids are in my heart. And I had our local community. We had parents that were just outraged that, they were going to mask our kids, possibly mandate the vaccines to our children. Right. And, parents were talking to the school boards and the school board members just, acted like they had no option. They were backed into a wall. Our governor threatened to, decertify our teachers.
Oh, for God's sake.
Fine our admin up to $500 a day for every kid that didn't have a mask.
And by the way, both of you sheriffs, this is where the governors are doing this, some state leaders, some private businesses are doing this, never mind multiple stays from the court saying this is flat out of control overreach to date. So let's be clear on the status of where we really are, along with Cody's stance.
Yeah, agreed. In fact, it was brought to our Oregon Supreme Court here, and they threw out the one case that local county brought up against them as far as her mandate. You know, the emergency order that lasted way past its limit got her what she wanted as far as, you know, mandating the masks and closing the businesses. And, you know, here locally, you know, she never came out and saw what exactly it was doing to Eastern Oregon residents, Eastern Oregon business owners. And losing a year of business for these mom and pop shops, it shut them down. You know, we're losing good people that have been, you know, pillars of our community. And it's for her to be totally disengaged and, you know, what works best on the west side of the state doesn't always work best for the smaller folks out in Eastern Oregon. So,
and let's be clear, Sheriff, some of these businesses, that's the whole core of the community, though. Without these local businesses, there's nothing.
Yeah, and not only that, you know, people look at it. One comment was made by, the brick and mortar will still be there. Well, the building's still going to be there, but the folks and the heart and the soul that brought that business to our community, donated to our youth, brought people in, fed our sports programs. You know, it's not just about them. Oh, they're going to lose money, boo-hoo, for the poor business owner. That's not what it's about. The whole community loses. But long story short, I sat down through a lot of these board meetings, and the board members, I kept screaming to myself, just stand up and say no. Stand up and say no.
Oh, amen, Sheriff. Amen. I'm sorry.
And I'm saying, yeah.
That is what we preach. That is absolutely what we preach. We do not need to go to court and ask permission, especially from federal courts, to keep our oath of office, to do what we're supposed to be doing as our jobs in our individual communities. I'm so glad you said that, because that is exactly correct. In fact, I'm one to talk about that, because I went to the United States Supreme Court, and what I learned about going there is I shouldn't have gone there. We should have said, no, we're not doing that. You're not my boss. I don't have to listen to you. Washington, D.C., you cannot tell any sheriff in this country what to do. We don't work for you.
But let me make something very clear, Sheriff Mack, that I want all of our viewers to understand. Yes, you probably shouldn't have gone to court because you didn't need permission. That's true. However, by you going to court and winning at the Supreme Court against Bill Clinton, the greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered in American history is the modern result backing sheriffs now, such as Cody. So not only are they standing on firm ground like they always have, but now they have a modern day 10th Amendment court case to back them in their efforts. That's really important, though.
No, I'm still glad I got the victory. But if I hadn't won the victory, I would have made it worse for everybody. But the truth of the matter still remains. We need to stop asking judges for permission to do what we already promised to do. But I agree with Sam, Sheriff Bowen. I've got to tell you, it's an amazing case. I'm glad I have it. It's given us sheriffs who are standing for freedom so much credibility, because Justice Scalia, who wrote the decision, really endorses and corroborates what we're trying to do. And that is just one simple thing: restore liberty to America.
Absolutely.
So, okay, go on with your letter then. You saw this happening at school boards. You probably saw it from other businesses, I think you alluded to. So you decided to write Governor Brown, isn't it Kate Brown?
Correct.
Governor Kate Brown, who is an extreme progressive, and I don't even know why they use that word, progressive. I thought it used to be you were for progress. But she is such a socialist.
They're always good at labels. That's why you're for Patriot Act and everything else. See.
Not even being in office 1 year, you take it upon yourself to tell the governor off and tell her to get back to doing the things that she's supposed to be doing. And why don't you tell us some of the things you've said to her in your letter?
Well, when I first wrote the letter, my opening sentence was I write this in today in hopes of opening a dialogue. I just call me, talk to me. Let me know why this stuff is happening across the state and it's affecting us. This last mask mandate, she declared another state of emergency over some fires down in our southern counties, and then had absolutely nothing to do with anything else other than she declared more indoor mask mandates and possible termination of employees. But what I told her in the first paragraph of, I got a little bit of kickback from our local citizens, some progressive, the loud minority, if you will, because when I wrote the letter, I stated we the people of Union County. I was clearly speaking for the majority, not everybody. Some people that absolutely blow my mind today that still think that the government should mandate a vaccine. They should mandate our children in school wearing masks. And the last time I checked with the CDC, I think there was 3 deaths of kids 18 or under for COVID, if I'm not mistaken. So basically what this tells me is that, it's not about the kids. We're punishing the kids. We're losing that social interaction, that facial expression. These kids are learning how to read people's faces. And because, some of the older generation, and I don't want to downplay this at all, but it's frustrating that we're punishing our children for something that's going on with the other folks. I've lost a lot of good friends to COVID. It's a real, I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm not anti-mask. What I am is it's my choice. It's our choice. And you take that away from me and you forget who you work for. there's going to come a time when there's going to be some pretty severe pushback. And, you know, once people get tired of it, once it gets in their own home, then, you know, as well as I do, that's when the pushback's going to happen.
And Sheriff, well, and to that, me, what this is about, though, is it's about agency on our part, we the people, and you're defending that agency regardless of where somebody stands. You're just saying, hey, I want people to be able to make their own choices. The other thing that's an issue with this in my mind is authority.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's definitely some control issues going on there. In fact, there's, you know, this letter, she, after she received this letter, of course, I still haven't heard anything from her, but now she's deciding to commute, let convicted felons out of prison. One specifically directly in our county that has troubled us for years, unmanageable on post-prison supervision, unmanageable in the community, other than stealing, drug dealing, guns, person crimes. And she decided to let him out 7 years early with the intent of him coming back to this county because...
Was that your punishment?
Honestly,
is that how she was trying to get back at you?
Yeah, I believe it's a jab right back at our county. I believe it's a jab right back at me. And, you know, this one of her remarks to this young man who happens to be a minority, if you will, she told him that you have a hard road ahead going back to Eastern Oregon. It's one of the most racist places in our state. You know, she tells this.
Wow.
Feels, yeah. And it, you know, that's been fact-checked by multiple people, if you will, witnesses that were right there, including the young man that is now back in our community. So,
Right. Before we go on, I want to focus on this opening salvo that you gave to the governor. And I really think this is important. And it shows who we are as people. It shows who the sheriffs that represent us are, which is you started out saying, listen, let's have an open dialogue here. Let's work through this together. You put forth the olive branch. You've led with a legacy of civility, sir. I think that's really important to note. When we get back, we'll drill into this more with both sheriffs. This is indeed the Sheriff Mac Show.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panicked. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're going to be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
IGF, what is IGF? It's the substance that's naturally found in your body. It does things like strengthen your immune system. It promotes lean muscle gain, healthy weight loss, restful sleep, energy, clearer thinking, all of the things that make men again, right? But the older we get, the less our body naturally produces the IGF that's there. Go to keystolife.shop right now and do the research on IGF. The IGF-1 spray that they have there is exclusive to keystolife.shop. Now, this is something that you spray in your mouth 3 times a day. It actually tastes really good, too. And this is going to boost the IGF levels in your body. So go to keys2life.shop. You're going to get buy one, get one if you put the product on auto ship. You can cancel anytime that you want to, but I would recommend that you try this product for at least 3 months. I'm on my 3rd month and just now seeing tremendous gains. All right. So go to keys2life.shop. Again, keys2life.shop. Check out the benefits of IGF-1. What does it have to do with deer antler velvet? Go to keys2life.shop. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to keys2life.shop.
Tired of being canceled? Join us on Brighteon.social. Get social with us. Brighteon.social. Get the latest news. For the best news of the day, go to Natural News. www.naturalnews.com. Sign up for email alerts. World Bombshell Reports. It's information warfare. Get the news you just won't hear anywhere else. And grab a copy of Mike's 9-hour audiobook. It reveals all. How to Survive the Global Reset by Mike Atlas.
Thank you.
I write to you today in hopes of opening a dialogue and as a last resort to put you on notice that we the people. That's how his letter starts out, Sheriff Mack.
I want to hear the last paragraph. I think the last paragraph was pretty strong too. Sheriff Bowen, do you have that? Can you read that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Last paragraph.
We will raise our children how we see fit. We will choose to wear a mask or choose not to wear a mask. We will choose to get vaccinated or not get vaccinated. Your mindless dictates will no longer be tolerated.
Wow. Freedom in Union County, Oregon. Well,
it's pretty simple.
You know what really though, Sheriff Bowen? This should not be uncommon for a sheriff to do that.
No.
Every sheriff should be doing this. It's our job to protect liberty. And I have been saying this for years and years, way before I started the CSBOA, but about the time I filed my own lawsuit, but that was 1994. I was saying, why do we take an oath of office and then summarily ignore it? And how could we keep an oath of office if we don't know and understand the rights of the people we work for? If we don't know the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, how could we pretend to be the protector of those rights therein guaranteed and mentioned in detail? It would be an impossible job to do. And I so admire you for what you've done. You've set a great example. And that brings me back to what I think is probably one of the most important questions I could ask you. How many other sheriffs in Oregon feel the same way you do? And what is it that we got to do to get more sheriffs on board? But how many sheriffs are pretty much in line with your way of thinking and believe that we should be standing more for liberty?
I believe there's 36 of us. I believe strongly that there's 34 of us that believe the same, feel the same that I do. There's a couple that are pretty staunch politicians that cater to their voters in their area on the west side of the state. I believe that in their heart at one time, they stood for what matters, but now it's just a matter of a reelection, in my opinion. And they have yet to reach out to tell me different, just by the way things take place down in that place. You know, there's the Portland, for instance, is an absolute garbage hole, if you will, now. And that's based on, you know, they've had this big push to defund their police. And now their murder rate's up. It's looking like, I don't know, it's looking pretty crazy over there. And now they're trying to offer sign-on bonuses. They want to hire 300 additional police. They're realizing, you know, they're reaping what they sow. You know, when you have your mayor downtown dancing around with Antifa and the protesters, and a sheriff's not standing up just to shut that down immediately,
right,
is mind-boggling to me. You know, the sheriff over there, you know, a couple sheriffs over there forgot their job and forgot their role. It's not about getting elected. It's about taking care of the people. And now, you know, they're reaping what they sow. So
during that time, I got calls from people all over Oregon. In fact, all over the country. Why isn't the sheriff in Portland doing something? I said, call him and ask him. I don't know. He doesn't work for me. But
between the mayor and the DA, I mean, there was no support for law enforcement whatsoever. But still, you know, you got plenty of room in your jail, bud. Use it. Do your job and stand up for your officers, stand up for your deputies. So there's 11 to 12 other sheriffs that have written similar letters, not quite as strongly worded, but definitely stating that they will stand up for the Constitution, the United States Constitution and the Oregon Constitution, the Bill of Rights, especially, God-given rights. There's a few other letters out there, you know, courage is contagious. You know, they left me hanging for a couple of days after I wrote this letter. I was 8 months in as the new guy. And I thought, you know what, why is nobody standing up? And I said, I don't care. Somebody needs to stand up and say something. And I know my role. And I know the majority of Union County citizens feel the way that I feel. And that's my job.
So. It is. It is. And thank you for doing it. That's it's an amazing step that you've taken, and we really appreciate it. Now, Sam, did you have a question right there?
Well, I want to just say that I think that it's on solid legal ground when you cite the Constitution. We're talking about jurisdictional reality. We're talking about we the people give government their power, their authority by the consent of the governed. Some of these checks and balances are being overlooked all because of a so-called COCO emergency or whatever you want to say. Look, I get that the first 10 days of this thing might have been an emergency in some people's minds. But we're talking almost 2 years later, and the dictates seem to just be ramping up, Sheriff. So your letter starts out very civil and says, let's have some open dialogue. And what I would like to do is invite Governor Kate Brown on TV with Sheriff Mack and Sheriff Cody and myself. And you know what? We can have an important dialogue about jurisdiction, about the proper role of government, about checks and balances, and about the rule of law. But then your letter gets pretty in your face. But I think it does for legitimate reasons. And what I mean by that is this. When you start creating mandates as President Joe Biden and or Governor Kate Brown in this case, you're in everyone's face with a vengeance, Sheriff Cody. And that's got to simply be said, look, stand down and let's talk. Is that the message?
Yeah. Yeah. We really hope that she would back out of this whole the mandate for the kids, the mandate for the vaccine. You know, we've lost a lot of good employees. We've lost a lot of good cops. Nurses at our local hospital.
Yeah, you know, we've been hoping that she would resign.
Yeah, heard that.
I don't think she's going to.
But I mean, she was appointed to begin with. You know, she's been there. She's waving her wand around. She's got the last year in office, and you know, she's going to do everything she can to support the Biden administration. One of her ultimate goals is to end up in the Biden administration. So when she leaves here in a year, you know, she's gonna follow his lead to a tune. To the complete destruction of Oregon. And then, you know, we'll rebuild. You know, we'll the people are already starting to realize, you know, you have your, you know, your progressive group, if you whatever we call them now, that, you know, they're starting to realize their ways and their craziness starting to sound even more crazy to them. So it'll come around eventually. We just, you know, we need to stand up and protect and remind those folks that they work for us.
All right, I got some questions. How is the county commission taking this or the equivalent thereof? How is your DA taking this? I know you said a few progressive citizens are pushing back, but you speak for pretty much the majority of the citizenry in your county. That's wonderful. But how are some of the other colleague leaders, if you will, that have been elected to your county supporting you and accepting this?
Yeah, county commissioners, all three of them, they've come out vocally stating that they're against the mandates, they're against the masks, they're against any type of mandatory anything in the county. We are a Second Amendment community, Second Amendment county. We are, as far as the district attorney's office, you know, I feel I have her support. The biggest thing there is just, you know, keeping the communication open, keeping the lines. I have even brought to her as far as, you know, arresting officials when they come to our county.
Sadly, that may become necessary, right?
Yeah. And there was a part of my letter that I took out to advise her that, you know, if she did come, I would hold her account.
Because it's not something we want. We don't want to arrest people. We'd rather have them obey the law.
For sure, yeah.
Well, in fact, Sheriff Bowen, this has gone on a long time. The tyranny that we're fighting in America, it seemed to take, it had a reprieve during the 4 years of Trump, where Trump was not forcing vaccinations, not forcing masks, setting up guidelines. He had security at the border. He had the economy, its best almost in American history. So now we're going back the other way. We're going back to the Jimmy Carter days of inflation and government regulations and more government spending, tax, borrow, spend. And all of these are things are falling apart. People are really getting frustrated out there that there's no place to go. And what by that, I mean, if they're being oppressed by government, who can they turn to, especially locally, for peace, safety, protection and liberty? And I wrote a book called The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. And I asked that same question posed by Thomas Jefferson. When all government shall be drawn to Washington as the center of all power, it will render powerless the checks provided, in other words, the Constitution, and become as venal and oppressive as the government from which we separated, talking about Britain and King George III. So a lot of people, and this just came out on some major national networks, and I get this, I get asked this all the time. Can we keep this fight? Can we keep this a cold fight for freedom? Can we keep this fight peaceful? And I have always maintained this, and I want to know your response to this. I have said, if the sheriffs of this country stand with their people and interpose on their behalf to protect them from government oppression, it will remain peaceful. If the sheriffs don't get involved, I don't see how it could ever remain peaceful. And I'm the most peaceful person you've ever met. I've never shot anybody. I've never beat anybody up. I never even slugged anybody the 20 years I was in law enforcement. And I did a lot of work on patrol. And so my point is, I beg for peace in this country. However, my honest belief is, if the sheriffs don't get involved, it will not remain peaceful. And I want to hear your comments about that.
Well, yeah, absolutely. It's just like this last stimulus coming around. I mean, they're feeding the bear. When I say they, I mean the Biden administration. They keep they're creating this huge problem. And there's all types of theories out there of why it's going this way, what they're doing. You can look at it and see. When we're dependent on our government, that's right where they want us to be. I would agree with you 100%. I am the most peaceful human being that I know of. I avoid confrontation, but there comes a time that I mentioned earlier that when it's in your living room, when it's in the individual's living room, when it truly affects that person, we've spent years and years and years of looking the other way, being politically correct. What that person does doesn't bother me. What they say, I'll let them have their opinion, whatever that may be. And we've become a nation of, I'm going to watch my tongue here, but the
sheep.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I'll agree with you. Unless we stand up and do something, and we do it peaceably and amicable, and the leaders in each individual county and state stand up and say, this is not acceptable, and I'm speaking for the majority of my constituents and the people and our children. It could work out. However, if we continue down this path and you have the group of citizens that feels that they're left alone and they have no answers and they have nobody to stand up for them, they're going to take it into their own hands. And
the reason that the county sheriff is so critical in America's last hope, ladies and gentlemen, is because if you get the people together in groups, but they don't have a tie to legitimate government and elected authority, what you've got is a shadow government, or what they will claim, an insurrection. And you know what? I understand that when society breaks down at some point, that may be necessary, but we're not there yet. As long as we have officials that have their consent from the people, we the people, giving our consent, that's how they get their derived authority and power. If we work through the channels that we elect, then we can, this can be peaceful because we have an appropriate tie to government. The sheriff can deputize who he would like to. The sheriff can create councils and groups and people to maintain law and order and peace and stability in a society. And that's why it's our last hope, because we have got to work through legitimate channels. And sadly, a lot of people are so confused, they're giving up on that option. But we need to dovetail the solutions with the legitimate, proper role of government. We need to do so in the most civil manner we can. That's what we're leading with, Sheriff. That's what we're trying to accomplish.
Well, Sheriff Bowen, I've got to tell you also, I've always had accusations leveled against me. One of them is that I only care about money, and that I'm all about making sheriffs members, dues-paying members in the CSPOA. Have you ever received such a request from me?
I have not. No. Nope.
Have we ever? I don't think we've ever even met until today, right?
No, sir.
And have you ever received emails from CSPOA that you should become a member, and then if you do, that we'll help you and blah, 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 blah?
Not a one. No.
Never got that, did you?
Nope.
You see, Sheriff, You see, what we really like and what I really like and appreciate about what you've done is that you've done this on your own because it's the right thing to do. That is exactly why I wanted you on the show, because I want to show America that sheriffs are doing this on their own and that it's not because of me. It's because they're doing the right thing and that they're analyzing what's going on in our country. Yes, we provide the training, and we still hope that you'll come to one of our training seminars, because it's all it is an education in the oath of office and how we truly serve our people. I hope you do that. But again, whether or not you become a member, I don't care. That's up to you. What I am after in America is exactly what Sheriff Cody Bowen has shown America and his people, what a good constitutional sheriff is, what just a good sheriff is. We don't have to add constitutional to it. What a good sheriff is and does, and that is stands for liberty, has the courage to stand and protect his citizens just as he promised to do when he took his oath. That is all we're after, and we're glad that you're a part of that. And I hope that this catches fire all across the country. And like you say, 34 out of 36 sheriffs, that is fantastic. The sheriffs in Texas are on fire right now with Standing for Liberty. And we hope that that happens in Oregon because of the example that you've set here. And we pray that the sheriffs and the people will stand unitedly together, and that the sheriffs of this country will stand united in the holy cause of liberty. And that, my friends, is exactly what we're after at CSPOA. And we've never asked Sheriff Bowen to be a member. We're not going to ask him to be a member. What we'll ask him to do is to keep doing this great work. Thank you so much, Sheriff Bowen, for doing exactly what you're doing. Your response.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and at the end of the day, that's what I told you. Yeah, I talked to my wife. I just want to know that I'm doing the right thing. And I want to stand up when nobody else will stand up and do the right thing. At the end of the day, I'll be able to put my head down at the end of my term. If I don't make it another term, I will walk away knowing that I stood for what I believed in. I chose a line and I tried to do what was right for the people.
Ladies and gentlemen, the CSPOA is an organization of citizens. And our goal as citizens is to rewrite the song, and now it's called I Back the Sheriff. Our goal, ladies and gentlemen, is to truly support sheriffs as they keep their oaths of office and defend we the people. And we want to work together peacefully to accomplish these goals. The CSPOA is a group of Americans across the country who back their sheriffs, and it's a training organization to help all officials understand their oaths of office, understand the checks and balances that created the greatest country on the face of the earth, Sheriff Bowen. And before we let you go, I also want to give a big shout out to Tish, your wife, because we know that it takes two to make this happen, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I am nothing without her.
Well, that certainly happened in my case. It was actually my wife who made the final decision for me to file the lawsuit against the Clinton administration. If she had said no, there's no way I would have done it, Sheriff Bowen. There's no way it would have happened. If she would have just said, look, it took us everything to get this job, and now you just want to walk away from it and fight the Clintons, and you're not going to win. And are you crazy? Go golfing, go do something else, but you can't do this lawsuit. And she never said anything of the sort. And she was totally supportive. And I want to reiterate this. If she had said no, this would have never happened. But I'm so grateful to her. It's like she was raised to be my wife. And I do want to say this. I will appeal, as Sam alluded to, I will appeal to the people in your county, to the people in America, to join the CSPOA and help us stay funded. Join the posse. Go to CSPOA.org. There it is, CSPOA.org. Join the posse. Become a member. Make a donation, whatever you can do. But I am not saying that to Sheriff Bowen. I'm saying that to the people who support this organization, who have made this organization work for the last 11 years. And it's this result that we have today, that we support, that we absolutely brag about, not us, him. We brag and we give the credit to the good sheriffs who stand, like the sheriffs who in Utah, 29 of them wrote a letter to the president of the United States saying there'll be no gun control in any of their counties there. And the CSPOA is not just about gun rights and the Second Amendment. We're about all of them. There's about 28 God-given rights detailed in the Bill of Rights that government cannot touch. And now we have a sheriff defending that. And that is exactly what we're about. That is exactly what we want. We applaud you, Sheriff Bowen. Thank you very much. And any last comments, we want to hear them now. But thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Well, thanks again for having me. Yeah, no, no more comments from me.
I have one question. Will it be a showdown between you and the governor? What's going to happen when push comes to shove, Sheriff?
my daddy always told me, treat a lady with respect no matter who she is. So I will try my best to be respectful. But, when it comes
to... All right, to I still give a shout-out to Governor Kate Brown, though. If she wants to come on the TV with us, we'll be civil. We'll treat her like a lady. But we'll dig into the reality of jurisdiction and the reality of the checks and balances right here on your TV. So make sure she knows that open invitation is available, Sheriff.
Absolutely. I still haven't gotten a response from this letter, so I'm not going to hold my breath.
No, I don't think so. Again, Sheriff, thanks for being with us. We appreciate all the sheriffs across America who are standing for liberty. Sheriff Bowen is by no means the only one doing this. There's hundreds of sheriffs doing this nationwide. God bless these sheriffs, and thank you so much again. Give our best to Tish, and you guys have a great hunt out there and have fun this week. And enjoy your families. Sam?
And would love to get your sheriffs and your deputies and everybody else in the training program in addition to you, Sheriff. So what the citizens do is help us fund the training programs that we're doing all across the country to help those understand who we are, what we stand for, from the position of a constitutional sheriff right on through to helping all public officials keep their oaths of office. I just want to make it clear who we are and what we do at the CSPOA. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you, guys.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Flat out of time. You are watching the Sheriff Mac Show, Brighteon.tv for archives every Tuesday morning on your screen.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Oh,
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio this hour, simulcast with Brighteon.tv. Archives will be up at Brighteon if you want the video, at LibertyRoundtable.com and LovingLiberty.net if you want the audio. Incredible interview with Sheriff Cody Bowen, doing a great job, ladies and gentlemen. He's from Union County, Oregon, ladies and gentlemen. And Union County Sheriff sends a letter to Governor Brown in response to the mask and vaccine mandates recently enacted by the Oregon governor. I submit without authority. Okay, the governor has no authority to mandate that stuff. Where's the legislative body, first of all, ladies and gentlemen? All right. But he then really articulates in his letter, and I've got some of this down in my show notes. It's really good. He starts out saying, let's have an open dialogue, and I agree. And so we invited her on TV, as you know. She probably won't take us up on it, but hey, we're the ones putting the olive branch forward. Let's be clear who's who, okay? Secondarily, though, let's be clear. Here's what he says. We will raise our children how we see fit. We will choose to wear a mask or choose not to wear a mask. We will choose to get vaccinated or not. Your mindless dictates will no longer be tolerated. Sheriff Cody Bowen. I mean, you just got to dig it, man. It's just a great open letter. Really explaining, you know what, his position. And his position is simply, you don't have authority, Governor. You simply do not have authority to do what you're doing, right? That's important to understand that, you know what, who's challenging these jurisdictions? I know we are on the radio quite a bit. We are on TV quite a bit, me and Sheriff Richard Mack and several other constitutional advocates and hosts and et cetera. But you know what, sheriffs are standing up boldly, nobly, and independently saying, listen, you're not doing this, right? Your mindless dictates will no longer be tolerated. I think that's really, really important, folks, because it shows who's who. It shows where he stands. He's challenging her authority. He's challenging her jurisdiction. And I think it's really wise that he is. I think it's really important that he is, because somebody, somewhere, besides some constitutional talk show hosts like ourselves, somebody in government needs to literally say, wait a minute, now you're treading on my jurisdiction. You're out of line, Governor. You're out of line, President. We're not going to accept this. We're not doing it this way. And so I really commend Sheriff Cody Bowen for really standing up here and making this an important effort, because really that's where the rubber meets the road. And that's why Sheriff Mack wrote the book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. That's why I don't sign up for many organizations, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. But I have signed up for the CSPOA as a lifetime member. I believe in the cause. I believe in the solutions. I believe in the efforts of Sheriff Mack and of the CSPOA, because that's where we're making a difference. We're backing those sheriffs who take a stand, who say, wait, you know what? This isn't about Sheriff Bowen. This isn't about Sam Bushman. This isn't about CSPOA. This isn't about Governor Brown. This is about the law, the supreme law of the land, even the Constitution for the United States of America. This is about the rule of law. This is not checks and balances. This is about what made America great. And this is about what's going to keep America great, ladies and gentlemen, if we allow it to. All right, Brighteon TV guest, Union County, Oregon Sheriff Cody Bowen, doing a phenomenal job sending a letter to Governor Brown in response to the actions taken by the governor. You know what? Your mindless dictates will no longer be tolerated. Amen. Archives of the Brighteon TV show, simulcast with Liberty Roundtable Live, available at Brighteon.tv and LibertyRoundtable.com. Ladies and gentlemen, spread the word. Tell the tale of liberty, would you please? I am Sam Bushman, and I declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. But you got to get involved. Make it a great day and choose the right, will you? This Nation Shall Endure, LovingLiberty.net, God Save the Republic.